Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. The scourge of gun violence continues unabated in our area and in two other big cities in America yesterday. We start in Brooklyn. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern joining us with this live report. Roger?
Bud, three people were shot in a bodega along Loring Avenue in East New York last night. Two men in their early 20s died. An 18-year-old is in critical condition. This woman lives nearby.
I heard a barrage of gunshots firing. My son said, Mom, that's not firecracker.
She thinks it was as many as 10 shots. Police arrested a male, and sources tell us that the shooting may have been part of a dispute because police found a number of weapons, some of which may have belonged to the victims. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in East New York.
It is synonymous with New York, alternate side of the street parking. The number of days that drivers had to move their cars was reduced because of the pandemic, but now it's back. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Julie Walker.
Traffic's going to be even tougher, says Gridlock Sam, a.k.a. Sam Schwartz, the city's former traffic commissioner.
Somebody's parked on in the alternate side parking side, and someone's double parking on the other side, and no one can get through.
But he says streets need cleaning.
The rats have been having a field day.
Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch says that's what it's all about.
I understand that it's a pain for drivers to move their cars, and they don't like having to move their cars once, twice a week. But people also don't like dirty streets.
311 data shows trash and rat complaints up, but some drivers complain it's a money grab for the city. Julie Walker, 1010 Winds.
Yesterday's Nathan's hot dog eating contest on Coney Island had a lot of hot dogs, no surprise, and a protest on stage and a takedown by the winner. Protester came on stage during the event and Joey Chestnut got him in a headlock pretty quickly and took him to the ground and then resumed eating hot dogs. The animal activist group Direct Action Everywhere later tweeted that disrupting the contest was in protest of Smithfield Foods, Nathan's pork supplier. As for the contest, the winner and still champion, as they say in boxing, Joey Chestnut. 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes to win for the seventh consecutive year, despite the fact that he was eating hurt on crutches for a ruptured tendon in his leg. Joey cleared the field by 15 and a half hot dogs. For the women, the winner, Miki Sudo, downing 40 hot dogs. Tonight's the night. The Mets hope to welcome back one of their star injured pitchers. 1010 Win Sports, here's Mark Rene.
Yeah, but Max Scherzer returns from the oblique he hurt 6 weeks ago, and it's interesting to note the team was 25-14 the night he went out, then went 25-16 without him.
You know, Trevor Williams is throwing the ball extremely well for us. David Peterson's throwing the ball extremely well for us and giving us quality innings. So it's guys like that deserve a lot of credit for how well we're playing. And then you're getting contributions up and down the lineup as well. So, you know, the team's in a good spot.
50-30 overall, leading their division by 3.5 games after last night's 7-4 win in Cincinnati that saw Taijuan Walker run his record to 7-2. Giving up 3 runs in 6 innings, and Brandon Nimmo led the offense with an early 3-run homer, while Francisco Lindor's solo shot in the 5th put the Mets on top to stay. Mark Rene, 1010 Winds Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.